Let's rise up on our feet, please.
As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord
and pray for ourselves in this song.
Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit. Sing it again loud and clear. Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is narrow. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, be Holy Spirit, move me now. Hallelujah. Make my life whole again. Oh yes, sir. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Blessed Holy Spirit, holy. Oh yes. Hallelujah, make my life whole again. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Come and reign. Come and reign. Oh yes, sir, come and reign in my life today. Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rohi, Alpha and Omega, come and do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my today, today. Hallelujah. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life, do something new in my life, do something great, do something great in my life, something great in my life, do something great in my life, today, hallelujah, thing. Great in my life, something great in my life, do something great in my life. Our God will make a way where there be no way. He walks the way. We cannot see as we for me. Be my God. His son a strength for each needed where we are. Sing it again loud and clear. God make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks sin way we cannot see. Well, he will make a way for me. He will be my God. Holy Ghost, his son, a strength for each needed. Well, we make a way. Made impossibility possible. He made impossibility for Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah. Hallelujah. Impossibility possible. He made possibility possible. Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies, beloved, and shout this loud and clear. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavenlies, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavenlies, cut out by fire. In the name of Jesus, command the conspiracy to scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen very carefully, beloved. There is one prayer I want you to pray now. And don't say, I don't think this concerns me. It may concern somebody who concerns you. There are seven persons standing here this morning whose life is being controlled by ancestral pots. And some of these pots have been in their family for generations. Some are not even aware of the existence of these ancestral pots. But there is someone who services these pots every time. If you will pray this morning, the thunder power of God will strike the pot. It is then and then only will your life be able to move forward. You will open your mouth like fire and like thunder. Every pot of darkness of my father's house, pray in the name of Jesus. Let the pot of darkness be broken in the name of Jesus. Masera kateya bo sharapa daraka santa rabakaya ba. Let us pause the broken. Let us be broken. Let us be broken. Let us be broken. In the name of Jesus. Continue. Continue. That's number one. That's number two. That's number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Aha. Let the pot of darkness be broken. In Jesus' name we pray. That's right. It's happening. Somebody has been putting water in that pot regularly in order to renew the evil contract. That's the seventh person over there. You have been set free. Every pot of darkness of my mother's house, break! In the name of Jesus. Break the pots. In the name of Jesus. The pots must be broken. They must be broken. They must be broken. They must be broken. Mosetekaya Moshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be silence while the angels of God are carrying out the operations. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. Thank you for bringing us here by your power. And thank you because you have great, deep, and wondrous things to do here this morning. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
This morning, O Lord, lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding specially. At the end of everything, let all the glory belong to you. Let the shame belong to the devil. Let the blessings belong to us. I take authority over every wandering spirit. I take authority over every spirit that leaves this place and loses the miracle immediately. I bind and cast out those powers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Praise the Lord. This morning we are looking at what I call when the enemy is already inside. When the enemy is already inside. When the enemy is already inside. Can I hear the sister saying that? Brothers, can you say that loud and clear? And I will take us into three scriptures very quickly. The first one is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Very short, powerful verse of scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Ephesians 4, 27 says, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Meaning that there is a possibility that you can allow the enemy into your life. Meaning that if you give place, the enemy will definitely stay. That's why I say don't give place. If you give place, he will stay. Many of us are looking for our enemies outside. Unfortunately, the enemy is already inside. In the book of James, chapter 4, James chapter 4, verse 7. James 4, 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Meaning that if you do not resist the devil, he will stay with you. I mean, these are very simple scriptures. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 2, 11. 2 Corinthians 2, 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Meaning that if you are ignorant of the devices of Satan, he will take an advantage of you. Very simple scripture. Ignorance is no excuse in the spiritual world. The enemy will exploit that your ignorance against you. If you don't have knowledge about the devices of the enemy, enemy will take advantage of you. I want you to listen to me very carefully. You see, there is a lamentation I have to make this morning. Looking at what is happening all over the place now, it is clear that our generation is living in the dark. We have many, many beautiful and powerful inventions. But most of the inventions now are being turned around to destroy the people who invented them. You can see that the enemy has really worked hard to promote ignorance, even in the church of God. Unfortunately, the words of Jesus is still ever true today, that men love darkness rather than the light, because their own deeds are evil. The night is far spent now, beloved, and the blackness that is happening now is more extensive and more excessive these days. People are talking about corruption, corruption, corruption. What we are seeing is not ordinary corruption. But we are seeing a terrible combination of demonic powers with evil concussions. The kind that we have never had in our days. And amongst Christians, there are so many, many prodigals who are living among swine.
And there is this slow satanic brainwashing going on now amongst Christians, and many Christians are gradually getting used to darkness. Put on your television set now, there is brainwashing going on in the name of Christianity. Ignorance is being promoted. Little by little, churches are making sin to appear very light. And little by little, things like fornication, adultery is being swept aside. Beloved, there has never been so much darkness in the minds of men and women than now. Really, the end times are here. Our newspapers and magazines are loaded with sordid crime. You wonder, how can somebody be this wicked? Our television sets have introduced Sodom and Gomorrah into every sitting room. And many of us who call ourselves Christians, we grieve the Holy Spirit because we don't want to offend the wicked. We don't want to be seen as peculiar and strange people. We believe that by merging with the darkness, we can change darkness. By joining them, we change them. If you are not careful, you will be the one that will be changed. The early church did not dim their light to match the world in which they are living in. We want to gain them, so we turn down our light a little bit. No. In fact, by the time you study your Acts of Apostles, everywhere Paul went, he was just troubling them. He was exceedingly troublesome, anywhere he went. And so in your place of work, you are not known as a Christian, or you are known as new generation Christian. So you are just with them. You know how to sing those praise worship songs, but your lifestyle does not portray Christ. It's a lamentation. This is why you need to pray really hard this morning. Because on so many people, beloved, looking for our enemy outside, but the enemy is already inside. When the enemy is already inside, many things will go wrong. What does it mean when the Bible says you give place to the devil? What does it mean to give place to the devil? What does it mean to give place to the enemy? That statement is pregnant. Number one, to give place to the enemy means to give any sin a foothold in your life. To give any sin a foothold in your life. They brought a strange brother for prayers many years back. Very strange sickness. Every day it was okay. If he was writing letters, it was okay. But immediately he gets to the examination hall and they said, write. The hands will begin to shake so badly they won't be able to write anything. Until they will say, stop. And this man is a praise worship leader. Very, very active. They prayed for him. They prayed for him. They put anointing oil on his head. They did all kinds of things. The hands still shook. If he's writing any other thing, no problem. But the examination, shaking. And he won't be able to complete it or write anything. Until they brought him to us. Then the Holy Spirit said, this man has given a particular sin a full toll in his life. Let him confess it now and he shall be free. He said, brother, there is a sin the Lord said you have to confess. I said, no, by the grace of God, I am born again. By the grace of God, I am sanctified. By the grace of God, I have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. By the grace of God, I am living a pure life. That's what he said. So that means the Holy Spirit is lying. I said, no, not lying. He said, let us pray. By the time we pray, the Lord reveal what it's been doing. There is a one fornicator that lives close to his house. Immediately they start their fornication. This brother will go to the keyhole and begin to peep inside. And I said, this is what you are doing. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are right, sir. You are right, sir. Yeah, okay. It's a man who will say, by the grace of God, I am born again. By the grace of God, I'm sanctified. Yet, he's peeping into the room of fornicators. Immediately he confessed those things and he got broken down in the spirit. His hand stopped shaking during the exam. Many of us are looking for the enemy outside. The enemy has already entered. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? To give place to the enemy is to allow the entrance of the enemy into your life. You allow the entrance of the enemy into your life. Sisters, you have to be very careful now. How can you open your eyes and you see a saloon, they wrote hothead, mermaid, and you get inside. And you saw that the saloonist has all kinds of incisions on the hand and all kinds of bangles on the hands. And now dip that hand into your holy head. And now you are saying you are having bad dreams.
Of course you will have bad dreams.
I know a sister that went to a saloon like this. They put this hair dryer or something on her head. She was sleeping. All of a sudden, God opened her eyes. And she saw that the fingernails of the person do her hair were all serpent. She woke up
and she saw that the water they used to wash the head, they were pouring it into a bottle. So, why are you taking that water away?
Shut up. Is it your own? Is it your own?
What are they using the water for?
Of course, they seal your virtues and divert the glory.
God will save us from the spirit of, I want to do my hair, I want to do my hair, I want to do my hair.
While
those who don't have access to your head at all are now stealing your glory.
To allow the entrance of the enemy into your life
is giving place to the devil.
What does it mean to give place to the devil? To give place to the devil means to eat at the dining table of darkness. Eating at the dining table of darkness. The Bible says the food that the unbelievers offer unto idols, they offer unto devils. All these Lagos party spirits. I want to go to that party. I want to go to that party. I want to go to that party. I hope, I pray that you will not eat poison. Because you have to be very careful. When somebody is sick and has not recovered, and the devil says, go and celebrate your 50th birthday. Go and celebrate your 40th birthday. Early in the morning, before they slaughter the cow, the sick person who has recovered, who wanted to celebrate birthday, will lay hands on that cow. I said, let all my problem enter into this cow now. I said, let all my sickness enter into this cow. As many people as shall eat, they shall carry my sorrow away. And then you go there and sit down. And they begin to sing.
The way Tagba, long body, whatever it is.
And you are eating. Swallow it. You are feeding yourself with serpent. You gave place to the enemy. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? Is to allow the enemy to construct a building in your life. The enemy constructs a building in your life. If you don't want a building to continue, when the person puts down the first brick, smash it to pieces. Second brick, smash it to pieces. They bring sand, you throw it away. There is no way they will construct the building. There was one brother who moved into a new house, but somebody warned him. Said, this house is looking new, but it's not new. Not new. So the reason is not new. He knows the landlord. And that those who enter into the house of this landlord, if they enter with car, they will hardly come out with tires. I said, no way. That's a lousy superstition. So he got in. In fact, not only did he brought in three cars, no cars again. Lost his first child. Lost his wife. Then he moved out. He's lost. Close your eyes, beloved. He will say this loud and clear. Every environmental witchcraft. This prayer is for those who are not afraid. Because the arrows will go straight away from here to that place. Can you shout it loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Masepalakaya boshente yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to allow a satanic exchange of your destiny. And destinies can definitely be changed. So allow a satanic exchange of your destiny. In those early years when I used to be a serious troublemaker, some of those things that I did then, I don't think I'll do them. I can do them. There was a place in London I went to. They called the place Hammersmith. And I saw a long queue of people. So out of curiosity, I said, let me go to the front of this queue to see what's happening. And when I got there, I found this short Indian woman. And she was holding a crystal ball. And it was predicting people's future. And reading their palm. I was surprised. And they were paying her. You pay your money, look at the glass, read your palm, and you go. The queue was filled with black, white, Chinese. Everybody was there. I got there at the level that a Nigerian was on the line. And the woman had finished with the crystal ball. She was reading his palm. Said,
You see these three lines that are going across but not reaching anywhere. It means that you are going to marry three times. And all the three marriages will collapse. And now, you see this line that is coming from this place and didn't touch the ground. This line is what we call long life. Since this one did not touch the ground, it means that you will die young. The Nigerian said, "Madam, what is the solution?" Man, I said, "No solution. That's your fate. That's your destiny." And I said, "Mr. Man, you see yourself now? The devil sat down quietly and he went to look for his trouble. You see yourself now?" The woman looked at my face, looked at the face of the brother. I said, "Mr. Man, you need Jesus." Although they chased me out of the place, but it was okay. I said what I wanted to say. Now, when you carry yourself to your enemy, because you want to know the future, the enemy now looks at your future. And he sees how colorful it is. The next agenda will be to exchange it. Then, beautiful, it's like that woman that went with her friend to the herbalist. The herbalist did not show interest in the person that went. It's to this woman who followed her friend. And you said, "Madam, you have wonderful destiny. You have beautiful destiny. You have many, many stars. Can you give me some?" She foolishly said, "Yes, Baba." And right from that day, our fortune began to go down. Can you close your eyes again? Every satanic exchange of my destiny. In the name of Jesus. It is important for you to pray now. Every satanic exchange of my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Mopia rikate seteyaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's important that you pray this prayer that I'm asking you to pray. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? To give place to the enemy means to allow yourself to be demoted to the animal level sexually. You allow yourself to be demoted to the animal level sexually. Any sex outside marriage will only lead your life to disaster. And don't deceive yourself by saying that somebody who is sleeping with you outside marriage loves you. In fact, he's your greatest enemy. You're just wasting your time. You're calling the person boyfriend. You call the person boy enemy. That's the name he should be called. Boy enemy. Girl enemy. Sugar enemy. That's the name they should be called. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to allow anger to control you. To allow anger to control you. Anger is an expensive luxury. Anger reveals our true nature. Anger and temper will shorten life. Your anger is a weapon for your opponent. And he who angers you, conquers you. He who angers you, conquers you. And immediately the enemy sees that you have this weakness of anger. Just like he did to Moses, he will use it against you. He will jab and jab and jab at that weakness. Many years ago, we had one history lesson while I was in school. There is this name of this character in history called Bororo J. And very quickly, after the history master had described the thing to us, that we turned to one boy in our class and we were calling him Bororo J. Anytime we had a free period, Bororo J, the brother would jump over the bench and go and fight. Bororo J from another corner, he would run there and fight. Bororo J from the third corner, Bororo J, Bororo J. So we'd be running around like a madman fighting people in the class. But one day, they call him Bororo J. Say, "Yeah. That's my name. Bororo J. God bless you. Thank you. Bororo J. Wonderful name." Within 10-20 minutes, all of us lost interest in calling him that name. Because it was not affecting him again. It's the same thing. The devil knows that something can be used against you. He'll use it against you. But immediately he sees that trap does not catch you again, it goes away. Anger is temporary madness. It is enrollment in the school of insanity. If you go to bed angry, then the devil becomes your bedfellow. He will be too happy to sleep on that bed with you. And everyone here today, You are as big as what makes you angry. An angry person opens his mouth and closes his eyes. And when anger comes in, you manage everything badly. So anger is like somebody in the fire department, fire service at Akpapa Road or so. And they say, "Fireman, fire is burning this building, fire is burning." And the fireman says, "I will use fire to conquer the fire." No. When you are getting angry at somebody, well, you are trying to use fire to quench fire. And you see, the truth about life is this. The emptier the pot, the quicker the boiling. If you have small water inside the pot, it will boil over very quickly. But if you have a lot of water inside the pot, it will take time for you to boil. So angry people are normally very empty people. So anger is so bad that more than any other thing has opened door for the enemy to destroy marriages, to destroy all kinds of things. Many marriages will have still been in place today if not for words and power of anger. And the day you push yourself to a level where you get angry and your body is vibrating and shaking, then you are finished. And you become completely incoherent, then something is wrong with you. It means the enemy has already constructed a 25-story building in your life. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? To give place to the enemy is to harbor unforgiveness against anyone. When you don't forgive, there is some demons called tormentors. They'll be released to torment you. They'll come and torment the person. To harbor unforgiveness is to give the enemy a place. Give the enemy a place. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to harbor hatred against anyone. To harbor hatred against anyone. Hatred is like burning the house because you want to kill the rat. Hatred is self-punishment. In the school of deliverance, hatred is the handcuff of demons. Once you have hatred in your heart, the enemy has already handcuffed your hands. And hatred hits a person harder than the person you are aiming it to. If you will point one finger of hatred at somebody, all the other four fingers are still pointing back at you. And let me tell you the truth, beloved. Two people cannot hate each other, and both of them are saying they love God. It's not possible. So hatred is cancer. Cancer of intelligence, cancer of wisdom. And the Bible says, hatred is murder. Just like killing someone. So, are you a murderer? They say, no, even to kill fowl is a problem. But if you hate anybody, the Bible says you are a murderer. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? To give place to the enemy is to take what does not belong to you. To take what does not belong to you. Beloved, you see, in every nation of the world, in every culture of the world, stealing is a great problem. In fact, to be quite honest with you, most nations are a nation of thieves. I read this from somewhere some time ago. Let me read it to you again. So, stealing from hotels reached $500 million a year. So hotel managers count that one out of every guest is stealing something. One out of three. And that in recent years, in a particular year, 4,600 Bibles were stolen from hotel rooms. They stole 38,000 spoons in a year, 18,000 towels that people steal. The spirit of I saw, I coveted, I took, I hid has taken over the life of many Christians. Although people try to avoid the raw word stealing, the scriptures cannot be broken. Men have tried to use other words to cover up stealing. They say fiddling, or fiddling, or pilfering. In Nigeria, they give it one big English called embezzlement. Embezzlement. In some places, they call it creative accounting. Petty thief. But as far as the word of God is concerned, if you are jealous of people who have stolen, you are a thief. If you are secretly admiring those who cheated and got away with it, you are a thief. You are praying that, well, one day, me too, I will have opportunity. You are a thief. If you are only scared by the consequences of being discovered, that's why you didn't steal. You are still a thief inside. Because the reason you are not stealing is because if they catch me now, they will disgrace me. If you are wishing that you can take something from somebody that belongs to the person, the Bible calls you a thief. If you are a pastor, you are ministering for gain, then you are a thief. After prayer and the grace, you stand up and go to your house asking for anything afterwards, not admitting that the good we do, we expect something back. You are a thief. Anything that is in a person's life and you have this concept of getting something for nothing, it means you are a thief. You're taking what does not belong to you, you are a thief. You are using your company supplies without permission, using their paper, their postage stamp, their pens, their envelopes, telephone, without permission. You are a glorious thief. When somebody lends something to you, and you refuse to return, and you are carefully hoping that the person will forget, you are a thief. Beloved, I'm telling you this because this is how we give place to the enemy, and the enemy steals our blessing. Every form of cheating in the exam of fraud is stealing. You hit a parked vehicle somewhere, and you quickly run away. You don't want the owner to know because you don't want to repair. You are a thief. They kept something in your care, but you appropriated it for your own selfish purpose. You are a thief. You are collecting a susu or you are collecting money from people, and then when you took your turn, another person took his turn. When it's the third person, you refuse to contribute. You are a thief, a serious thief. And that will give the enemy a chance to devour your blessings. When you fail to return something that is lost to the owner, you are a thief. You use your Bible to rub up the name of somebody and you wrote your own name there when it was not given to you, you are a thief. Many years ago, I don't know about now, if they stole your book in the classroom, if you rush to Sabo, you can still find it. All the boys who read those stolen books, they fail. When you purposely arrive to work late and you collect full pay, you're a thief. When you are converting things that belong to your company to personal use without permission, you're a thief. The lunch hour is 1 hour. You went for 3 hours. You're a thief. Even if in that place of work you are the cashier, you are the accountant, they are expecting you to work, customers are waiting for you, you are hiding in the toilet, reading your Bible, you are a thief. You fill a form, you are a bachelor, because you do not wish to be taxed. So married with 7 children. You are a thief. Since you have been filling that form, did you prosper? Did you prosper? You are a pastor, you are stealing from church. You are a thief. And you are asking for the leprosy of Gaza. To give a place to the enemy is to take what does not belong to you. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to harbor abominable materials in your possession. Abominable materials in your possession. What you should not have, you are having it. Something inviting the enemy to your house. I remember many, many years back, I think it was a crusade at TBS. The man of God there began to minister on the evils and terribleness of jewelry and what it can do to your life. One very rich woman who had millions and millions of naira worth of jewelry was in that crusade. She was very angry. Very angry. Although she had cancer, but she wasn't angry with what the man was saying. And she decided that she would not come to that meeting again. Not come to that meeting again. But when she got home at night and slept, an angel entered into her room, brought out the biggest box of trinkets. And one by one, the trinkets became snakes and they were rising up like this. Put us on your neck. Put us on your neck. Put us on your neck. And she looked. Beloved, the next day, she was the first person at the crusade. She brought the box along. Immediately, she got rid of those things. The cancer that she had wasted money treating just vanished almost instantly. Our enemy was already inside. And she didn't know. She didn't know. God will deliver us from ignorance. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? To give place to the enemy means to fail to tame your tongue. You fail to tame your tongue. You have this feeling that you have a right to say anything you want to anybody at any time. The tongue has the power of life and death. You can kill yourself with your mouth. You can kill others with your mouth. When you fail to control your tongue, you give the enemy a place. That was what happened to Prophet Isaiah. His tongue had a problem. So the angel of God had to put coals of fire on that tongue. I was sharing this with some ministers early this month. Yeah. There was one man in one country who was always abusing the king. So one day he got into trouble. And the king asked him to be hanged publicly in the marketplace. Now in that country, if they want to hang a person, and by some twist of chance, the rope did not work or something goes wrong and the person did not die, they will set the person free. It's a rule there. So this man got to the marketplace that day, put a rope on his neck, and as he pulled the rope up, the rope cut, and he fell down. He was still alive. People were rejoicing, because they knew that as a rule, he should be set free. But immediately the man landed on the ground. You know what he said? He said, "You people, you see what I'm saying? Your king does not even know how to make good rope." And when the king had that one, okay, use another rope. That's how his mouth killed. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to fail to control your appetite. That is, you are tending towards gluttony. Gluttony. Biscuit, you will buy. Sobo, you buy. Kono, you will drink. Plantain, everything. Coconut, granite, everything inside your bag. Fail to tame your appetite. This one is celebrating party. Brought rice, you eat. That one is celebrating something. Brought rice, you eat. You will die if you continue to eat like that. To fail to tame your appetite is giving place to the enemy. Giving place to the enemy. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to give in to worry and anxiety. The Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe God and believe in me also." What does it mean to give place to the enemy? Give place to the enemy means to run the race God did not ask you to run. You are doing the exam God did not ask you to sit for. Then the enemy has the right to ensnare you. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to eat the bread of sorrow. The bread of sorrow. There's a the bread of sorrow. The enemy will say, "That's where I want you to be." What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to allow bitterness into your life. You should not be bitter against anyone. You allow bitterness into your heart. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to open up your mind unto wandering spirit. Sometimes when we start praying, the mind of some people have traveled far into wandering spirit. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to continue in the iniquity of your father's house. Continue in the iniquity of your father's house. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to be unserious with the things of heaven. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to be sucking from the breast of familiar spirits. You're sucking from the breast of familiar spirits. This, your best friends are those who are possessed. Your best friends in class are those who have questionable characters. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to be warming yourself in the fire of the enemy. You are moving close to the enemy because of a benefit you want. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to engage in any form of deception. Any form of deception will allow the enemy to enter. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to allow the flesh to control your life. When Mr. Flesh is on the throne of your life, enemy will do anything to you. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to make your head a landing place for curses. A landing place for curses. All those things that the Bible says, "Curse shall that be, curse shall that be," that's what you are doing. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to allow the enemy to find a place in your life. Jesus said, "The prince of this world cometh unto me, he findeth no place in me." What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to place your head on the lap of Delilah. Give place your head on the lap of Delilah. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to live a life that is powerless. A life that is powerless. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It's to live a life that lacks the fire of the Holy Ghost. Life lacks fire. What does it mean to give place to the enemy? It means to show no resistance to the enemies that are fighting. No resistance at all. They're just coming in and out at ease. Beloved, when the enemy is already inside, they will be inviting other evil visitors. They will invite others. So why am I having bad dreams? Well, if the engine of the dream is already inside, you will have bad dreams. When the enemy is already inside, they will magnetize a bad aura around you. They will divert good things away from you. They will cause unpardonable mistakes. You will pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, only to have temporary relief. Because they are already inside. They just wait a little bit and they start again. When the enemy is already inside, they will create ladders for future attacks. They will be communicating the external enemies to come. They may come out, fire the person, go back inside. While you are praying against the enemy of the outside, what do you do this morning? The first thing the Lord will want to do, if you want to deal with the enemy that has already entered, is to repent from every known iniquity and sin. Repent. That is, you report yourself to God. Report yourself. Then do a roundabout turn. Do a roundabout turn. Tell the Lord that, well, I don't want to continue along this line anymore. The next thing to do if you want to deal with the enemy that has already entered is to hate that enemy with perfect hatred. Hate that enemy with perfect hatred. The third thing you should do if you want to face the enemy inside is to quote the word of God. Quote scriptures against them. Quote scriptures against them. Tell them that it is written and they must release you. The next thing you do to get rid of the enemy inside is to openly rebuke them. You rebuke them, you cast them in the name of the Lord. You rebuke them openly. Cast them in the name of the Lord. And the last thing you do when you want to get rid of the enemy inside is to pray what you call uprooting prayers. Because many of them have been in place for years. They need to be uprooted. This morning, some strange things will happen. As many people as are ready to repent before the Lord and cry to Him. Bow down your heads where you are. Bow down your heads where you are. And the first thing I want you to do is this. Begin to confess any known sin in your life to the Lord. Any sin that will empower the enemy against you. Any sin that has given the enemy access to wreak havoc. Don't joke with these prayers. Pray it from your heart. Perhaps you are here. Your own stealing is even worse than the one I've been describing. Because you are stealing from God. You are stealing your tithe. And God is saying, well, you are stealing from me, and you want me to bless you. You need to confess your sins to the Lord. Confess that sin to the Lord. You tell lies, bitterness, anger, malice. Ask Him to forgive you. That this morning, that the strangers in your life must be dislodged. And every enemy that has already entered into the hidden structures will be completely shaken out. Confess those sins to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, I'm not asking you whether you go to church or you don't go to church.
I want to say, yes, Pastor.
I want to surrender my life to Jesus today. Right there where you are. While all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand because I want to pray with you. I want to surrender your life to Jesus this morning. Just raise it up very well. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, just rise up on your feet where you are. Raise up your right hand. Just rise up on your feet where you are. And say what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise up on our feet now. The following prayers I want you to pray. They are demolishing prayers, uprooting prayers, barricading prayers, and miracle receiving prayers. Therefore, as many people as love themselves, and you yourself know without anybody telling you that it will appear as if the enemy has already gained entrance. I want to throw them out. It is not a gentle process to throw out the enemy that is already deeply entrenched. There are so many people here with wonderful, beautiful destinies. But the enemy is just laughing at you. Because he knows that what will destroy you, he has already planted inside. So, yeah, this is all the destiny. Why is it destiny? You will open your mouth like fire and like thunder. You will roar in desperate prayer.
Because something must happen in your life here this morning. You will raise your voice like this. Every stranger of darkness, in the temple of my life. Can I hear the sister shouting it loud and clear? Sister, are you afraid to say it? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Oh yes. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the stranger of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Yes, every stranger of darkness in the temple of my life. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. Boparakatara Bosenta. Ribokapanda Sataya Boshenta. Something must happen to you this morning. Yes, let the uprooting power of the Holy Ghost begin to move. Begin to move. The uprooting power. Uprooting power. Uprooting power. The uprooting power. Uprooting power of the Holy Ghost. Move. Open your mouth, beloved. Open your mouth. The strangers of darkness. Today is an expiry date. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is about to happen now. Get yourself ready. Something is about to happen now. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder again. Every arrow of witchcraft in my life. In the name of Jesus, destroy the arrow. Patara kayabo shente yaba. Masete yabo koyabo shente yaba. Open that mouth. Open that mouth. Yes. Don't negotiate. Don't negotiate. Don't negotiate. Don't negotiate. Masikate yabo shente yabo koraba. Aha, 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 aha. Aha! Sight! 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 Masete kaya bo shente ya bo koraba. Oh yes! 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 Bo sekaya bo she. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. I told you. Some strange things will happen. That's right. Somebody is opening the head. Opening the head of one sister over there. This thing was put in your head many years ago. This is what has demoted your life. Well, right there where you are, the power of God is falling upon you. And that which has implanted in that head has been taken out. It's been taken out. That's right. Been taken out. Somebody over there too. The enemy pointed a finger of darkness into your eyes. And your eyes have been behaving funny. Something is jumping out of that eye. Jumping out of those eyes. Arrows are going back to the senders. Things are happening. All over the place. That's right. Get yourself ready. This particular prayer. If you pray it and your voice goes. It is what it is. It is what. It is what. Plantation of failure in my spirit man. Can you shout that loud and clear? Your time is up. Can I hear you saying that? Therefore, in the name of Jesus, deal with the plantation of failure. In the name of Jesus. Borebo kapola kasataya ba. Ribokoponda kaya boshente ya bokoraba. Plantation of failure. In my spirit, man. Da, 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 da.
Yes. Yes, be released. Be released. Be released. Be released from the grip of the evil plantation. In Jesus' name we pray.
Silence again. Yes. There are persons here this morning. You are suffering from this bondage of familiar spirit. They have held you down, spoiled your marriage, spoiled your finances.
They've destroyed so many things. Right there where you are, the power of God is falling upon you.
And the yoke of these familiar spirits broken completely.
Silence, beloved. Someone in this service this morning, you have been completely swallowed up by the powers of darkness. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and you have been released. That's that arrow of incurable disease has gone out of your body. Through the mouth, through the nose, through every opening in your body.
Thank you, Jesus. Three more prayers before we go. And these ones, beloved, I want you to pray it from the heart. There's someone at the back there. Somebody has prophesied that you will die at the age of 43. That evil prophecy is cancelled now. You shall not die but live. Declare the works of God. That's the person over there. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder. And you will pray like this. Every power of the night, release my breakthroughs. If I wear your shoes, I will pray this with holy anger. Can I hear everybody saying it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes, every power of the night. Release my breakthroughs. Release my breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Masekataya boshenteraba. Ribozoko sepela kaya boshenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number two. Say, O Lion of Judah! Roar! Can you say that loud and clear? And pursue my pursuers! In the name of Jesus! Let the lion roar and pursue my pursuer. In the name of Jesus. 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 Roar! Roar! In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up your right hand
and say this as loudly as you want it to happen in your life.
My Father, I come here as a covenant child. As from today, I shall move forward by fire. As from today, reproach is not my lot. Disgrace is not my lot. Shame is not my Lord. I shall possess the gates of my enemies. As the Lord lives, and as the Spirit lives, my enemies shall bow down to me. In the name of Jesus, everywhere I go, divine favor pursue me, overtake me, pursue me, overtake me, pursue me, overtake me,
Pursue me. Overtake me. Pursue me. Overtake me. Pursue me. Overtake me. In the name of Jesus.
Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done in your life here this morning. Begin to praise Him for what He has done. Praise Him from the bottom of your heart. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the one who's worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him from the bottom of your heart. Worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God on high. Glory to God on high. Amen. Glory to God on high. Oh, yes. Glory to God on high. Glory to God on high. Glory to God on high. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. I shall not die but live. I shall not die but live. Amen. Oh yes, sir. I shall not die but live. I shall not die but live. Amen. I shall not die but live. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.